views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I am Artie, and I have Scott with me. And it's a really cool situation because we have another hour of fun and good psychic stuff coming up. And right now, we have a very lovely person all the way from Portland, Oregon, Mandy. Mandy. Love that name.
It's a beautiful name.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm okay. I'm kind of stuck. First, thank you so much for taking my call. I can't believe that I'm talking to you. I want to say thank you. I love your guys' heart. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be going to Oregon soon. Within the next, I think in June, maybe. I think in June I'm going to be going to Denver. And then from Denver, I'm going to Oregon.
Mandy,
I'm going to Ashland.
What can we do for you, my darling? What's wrong?
Well, I need some guidance. I'm pretty stuck. I have issues with alcoholism and addiction. And I have a lot of guilt and shame from my past. And also, I'm a mother, but my kids are with their fathers. So it really weighs on me. And I'm just kind of stuck where I am. I can't seem to move forward. I absolutely know that I have angels with me all the time. I'm just not sure where to go or how to go from where I am now.
Do you realize that you cannot change the past?
Right.
Do you realize that? You can't change the past. And it's interesting because our next topic for this upcoming hour is stop living in the past.
Right.
And
move forward.
And move forward. Stop reliving the past. And you know, all you could do is learn from your past.
You know something? What I'm getting from you is you're at the point right now where you want to do something about it drastically. I know you've said it I know you've said that you wanted to get help in the past. But I think I'm feeling from my spirits you're at the jumping off point. Which is really good, because right now is when you need to take control. And you need to do that not by yourself, because you're not going to be able to succeed alone. You need to go for some guidance and therapy. The first thing I would suggest to you, which I'm being told, is not to join an AAA group, but to seek professional help and counseling. Because what I'm being told is the reason why you have addictions is because they stem from your childhood. Now, I don't know you, you know that, but I'm feeling as though they've stemmed from a traumatic experience in your childhood that you could not deal with.
You're having major worthiness issues also. Yeah. And so there's a guilt about being successful or being happy on your own.
I said that's so true.
And so therefore you have to allow yourself to be happy, and you deserve to be happy. And you want to know something? You could stop the legacy of all this bad karma, of all this bad crap that's been happening.
Yes.
You're allowed to stop it in the dime, on the dime.
You can, because you know what? I'm being told the reason why you turned to the way you turned was because you are very empathetic, and you are very you're very soft-hearted, and you can't take a lot of emotional pressure.
And you say, who am I to be able to try to better myself when everybody else was suffering? Who am I to have more?
Right.
Who am I? Everyone else needs it more than me, or I feel bad about being selfish, even in self-love. And you have to, like, this is why, you know, Sky said you need therapy, because you got to be able to start feeling the sense of worthiness and not feeling guilty about moving ahead and being successful.
You deserve that.
You deserve that. And you don't have to keep on repeating this, these past bad pattern habits that you've been experiencing. And you're never going to move ahead until you come to the conclusion that I am allowed to be happy. I am allowed to have what I want.
And I am allowed to screw up as long as I can catch it and go forward in a positive direction.
Or just learn from your mistakes. It's okay to screw up. You know, life doesn't come with an instruction book.
That's true.
You know, what works for you won't work for other people and vice versa.
But you have to make a commitment to yourself.
Exactly.
And I feel as though you're ready to make the commitment. I know in the past you've tried, but you couldn't make the commitment. Or the commitment would be so difficult that you would say, oh, the heck with it. But I know this time you can do it.
And you keep on allowing other people's devil's advocate advice to stop you all the time. And, you know, other people, well, what are you? Who are you that you're moving ahead, or you're too good for us, or you don't want to be associated with us, or whatever? You have to start creating your own new garden, your own new world.
And your own new coping mechanisms. You have to learn coping skills. Instead of easily going for, let's say, a drink, try and use a different type of coping skill. Get away from that. Put that out of your mind.
Well, this is where you're going to need professional help to overcome it.
Absolutely.
So that's what it is. You are worthy of having happiness. You are worthy of having that wonderful, perfect relationship. Now, as a psychic, can I tell you that, well, do I see you with someone else? Do I see things getting better? It has to be within you. This happens to be a type of reading where, you know, we gave you insight on how to reprogram your thoughts so that you can have a happier and a healthier life. But all these wonderful things that if we were to predict it, these are only probabilities. There's no guarantees, because you're going to have to really seek help.
Work.
And work at it and be committed to it and feel happy within yourself. And it's also important the way you dress, that you feel good about yourself. You know, with your hair and your makeup and everything, you got to make yourself feel like a million bucks.
These little changes each day that Artie's talking about are so important.
For your self-esteem.
Yeah, and to give you patterns on how to start changing. Every day, shower. Every day, makeup. Every day, hair. Every day, clean clothes. I'm sure you're doing it now, but you know what? If you're not, this is what you have to do. You have to start changing your living pattern.
Start stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
And when I say step out of your comfort zone, start doing things that just serve your purpose. Even if you have to take a half a day a week or one full day every 2 weeks where it's just for yourself, where you don't owe anybody anything. And it's not, you can't be around the house. It has to be when you're outside the house and you just take a day for yourself. And if somebody else joins you, fantastic. And if you do it yourself and you're just by yourself, whether you go to the movies by yourself, go out to eat by yourself, or just
go get your nails and your hair done,
or just do whatever by yourself, just for you, and feel good about it, because you need to refuel yourself and refuel your spirit.
I'm also feeling a lot of depression around you.
Yes.
I don't know if you suffer from depression, but I'm feeling that.
Yes, I do. Major depression.
Yeah. And you know something, with proper medication, that's also going to help you to realize, I don't have to be depressed like this all the time.
And don't think you're like everybody else. Oh, I'm just like them. And so therefore, you know, this is, you know, I mean, it is true that you are what your element is. So therefore, you need to change yourself and change your element so you're not stuck with it. So it's like a person who's been a druggie, and then they go for rehab. But then once they're out of rehab, if they go right back to the same neighborhood, they're going to fall right back into it, and it becomes a vicious cycle.
Right.
So you're going to have to change your atmosphere so that you're not seduced and, you know,
corrupted.
That you're not seduced or corrupted by your element. So you're going to have to step away from it and hang around people and situations and your area so that in a healthy manner. So that you could start living the kind of life that you deserve and that you've always wanted.
And stop tearing yourself apart because of it. Because this is a disease. this is something where, you know, if you had, God forbid, if you had cancer, you'd go to an oncologist, right? So this, look at this as a setback in your life. It's a disease. You need to go get professional help, and you need maybe to start taking some medications to start getting yourself in a better place. And it doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. It's just meaning that it's going to last until you can get a grasp on your life, a hold on things, and then go forward. And then, you know what? Forget this all happened and just be the person you are in the moment rather than who you were. Sorry.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
So just, you know, take all this wonderful advice, and it's up to you now. It really is. It's up to you. So when you called into Sky and I, you were hoping that, you know, we're able to, we gave you some really good, solid advice, and we picked this all up intuitively without you hardly saying a word.
Right.
And so, you know, you're being guided now to do the right things and to see the right people and go in the right direction. The rest is up to you.
Right.
Okay.
You know,
hold on. So what do you, so how are you with that?
My goodness, you two are absolutely amazing. You hit everything right on and touched on things that I just needed a little more clarification for, and gave me a lot of motivation and confirmed insights that I had already kind of recognized or realized, but just needed someone else. You know what I mean? The thing about getting...
Well, listen, sweetheart, it was a great pleasure sharing time
God
with you, because
you.
We got to go to a commercial break.
I know you're going to be great.
All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed...
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. The head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home. I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mother, father, kindly disregard this letter.
God, I love that.
That's a great song.
My friends.
That's so good.
I did a parody of that song for my friend's wedding. And, you know, I made all the words about him and his wife. And it was a very snooty wedding. And, you know, everyone was very uptight and stuff like that. And as soon as I sang that, as soon as I finished, everyone was up and laughing, and they took their ties off. They took, oh my God, it was a major icebreaker, and people were oh my God, it goes down in history as one of my greatest feats. Yeah. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
I loved it. I can never get enough hearing that song, ever.
So, you know, there's a bunch of fun little songs like that. They don't make songs like that anymore,
that's
you know?
True.
And, you know, there's a bunch of other parodies and stuff like that. And, you know, the song that we played before, we're not going to play it this week, but we'll play it the following week. The song where I got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new.
That's right. We'll play it next week. Yes.
Yeah, we'll play it next week.
Who sings that song? I forgot.
Who sings that song?
Melanie Safka.
Now, that's a totally different one.
It's just Melody, though, from when the song is on. Yes.
Love it.
So it's very cool.
Yeah.
So this topic for this upcoming next hour is about not living in the past and stop. You know, a lot of people keep on reliving their past in today's standards, and how people have been conditioned of their past, and they're still bringing it to fruition. And, you know, a lot of people are guilty of that. You know, a lot of people have a hard time just simply letting go of the past, especially when you've been conditioned for a very long time. And so it's hard to break certain pattern habits. And that's why people, you know, go to counseling to try to help them overcome it. And it's very, very healthy. And, you know, it's very important that you try to see yourself in the highest light. All right. And that God really does want you to be happy, and you deserve happiness, and you deserve to be around good friends and loyal friends.
Absolutely.
You know, but a lot of people, like, put it this way, I've been in arguments in relationships where my spouse or my partner keeps on bringing up the past.
I hate that.
It's like, you know, we're arguing about the moment, about whatever it is, and then they go right back into the past, yeah, and they bring it right back up like
what
it just happened yesterday.
Point.
Like it just happened or whatever. It's
I agree.
And they keep on, they keep on victimizing themselves. Like, what the hell?
And a lot of problems.
What the hell?
A lot of problems that you cause yourself stem from that. Something happens in the past. Leave it there. Don't keep rehashing it, because remember how you felt when it happened? Well, you're going to feel the same way when you bring it up 25 years later. So you know what you got to do? You got to release it, give it to God. You know, and it's hard for people, like Artie said. So, you know, if I have problems releasing negative energy, and I call that negative energy because it's not serving you. So I write it on a piece of paper, and I take it outside, and I burn it. And I let it all go to heaven, or to the universe, or whatever which way you want to call it. And I just release it, and I try not to think of it again. I put it out of my mind. And I fill my head with things that are actually important that are happening in the now. And that's the way you've got to think about it. And that's the way you've got to release it. Because there's probably a lot of things happening to you in the now that you're really not giving enough attention to because you're filling your head with past situations. You cannot change the past. The only thing you could do is learn from it and go forward. Okay?
And so a lot of people keep on, again, beating themselves up over and over again.
You shouldn't.
And right. But and it's very easy because you've been conditioned that way. And it also, as we were discussing with Mandy, you know, it all has to do with worthiness issues. And why not you? You know, why? You know, you could see it for everybody else as far as happiness. You could see other people be successful. Seriously, why not you? And you deserve it just as much as everybody else. Your opinions and your thoughts are just as important as everyone else's. You know, it infuriates me when people are giving devil's advocate advice of what are you doing that for? Or you're ugly, or you're never going to get by. You're never going to achieve to anything, and you're nothing without me, and blah, 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 blah. And it's such a line of bullcrap. And these are insecure people who talk like this.
This is true.
You know, and so they beat up other people. They beat you up. They beat, or not necessarily, you know, it could be you. Maybe a lot of you could relate to it. Maybe some of you are going through it right now.
When somebody continually tells you that you're not a good person, or that you're nothing without that person, that
you start to believe it.
You do believe it.
Because it's time after time after time.
And then you have nobody on the opposite side telling you any different. Because usually people like that do that in privacy, because they don't want anybody else to get the wrong idea about them. So what you have to do is take that with a grain of salt.
What's the sad part is that when there are other people who could see the beauty within inside you, and to see your beautiful personality and could see the good person that you are, you have a hard time accepting compliments or appreciation from other people,
right?
Because the person who you want it from the most doesn't appreciate you or beat you up.
Right.
And it's a shame because you're not able to fully see the value within yourself that other people see within you.
Right.
And, and your mind has been tainted by a negative seed, by a bad element, and you start to believe that that's who you are. And so that's why it's very important for you to seek outside help so you can get a different perspective of life, get a different perspective of yourself, so that you could open up, you know, to
release all that.
You know, yeah, to release all that, but to open up to love, open up to healthy relationships, and not feel like you're always battered or beaten. That was of your past, and that was of negative people, of your negative energy, of the negative past. And like I said, it's not necessary to keep on reliving that loop. And unfortunately, too many people do. So, and that's why I say you have to step out of your element if you feel like you're constantly going home to negativity or feel like you're always walking on eggshells around the person. And it really sucks.
It does a terrible number.
Yeah, it does
people.
A number on you. And I just want you to know that you're not alone, because there's lots and lots of people who go through the same crap that
you
do.
Absolutely.
And it's a shame.
It is a shame. And it's a shame that the people who are doing it don't realize the impact they have on someone's life. Are they that controlling? Are they that self-centered and narcissistic that they're so jealous of you that they have to berate you in order for them to feel like something? And you know what? It's really their sickness, not yours. So it's so important for you to recognize that and to go get help.
What's the worst? One of the worst things, well, there's a lot of bad things, but one of the worst things is that when you're the parent and or it's your household, but then the people who you have in your house, like the kids, or you have visitors in the house, and they make you feel like you're the visitor in your own home,
where
you don't even feel comfortable walking into your own home, and that you gave them the power over you in your own home, whereas you got to take control and you got to chase them out and you got to set the rules and you got to set the boundaries, and you can't allow someone else to, you know, control you, you know, and these are all fear-based actions. So don't look after their approval. Don't worry or care about what they think, because they obviously don't care what you think, because they're manipulating you. They're controlling you. And, you know, that's definitely not right.
That's right. Nobody should be controlled. In fact, you should take control. The only person that should control you is yourself. And if you can't be in a relationship of any kind, whether it's a friend, a lover, a husband, a wife, children love to do this too. If you can't be in a relationship where you love yourself and you have to listen to this all the time.
Where you feel comfortable in the relationship. You always want to feel comfortable in the relationship.
You have to take control of your life.
And now I'm taking control with Sky, because we're going to go for a commercial break. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back.
Right back.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
All right. Thank you, Barry White, for pulling through from the other side for us. You're my first, my last, my everything.
He was, what a terrible loss. Huh?
Yeah, really.
He was a lovely man.
You know, when I was married to my last wife and that song was being played, I said to her, you're my third, you're my last, you're my everything. Guess what? She's not my, well, she was my third, but she's not my last. And, all right, well, she's something.
I think you
oh, you're something, up. All right.
I think you better keep that shit.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, Barry White was really very sexy in the 70s.
Oh, my God. You want to know something? I had a neighbor who lived upstairs from me.
Yeah.
Who had the coolest Barry White raspy deep voice, like, hey, old man. Right. I mean, he was this cool black dude, and man, I could listen to him talk. He could say the ABCs, and he said it like it was like the number one hit.
Aww.
He had the coolest voice.
Sexy voice.
Yeah, and I what I wouldn't give to have this fellow's voice. He had the perfect radio voice.
Big statured.
Yeah, well, he's like about, you know, a little husky, not fat. He wasn't fat at all, but he was like a little on the husky side, about 6'1", maybe, black dude, and the coolest guy.
I could just picture you with that voice.
And oh my God, I would love to have that voice. I would love to have that voice. But, you know.
Like an Elvis. Elvis has a very unique, distinct voice.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yeah, no, there are people... No, there are people who have such distinct voices, like, Jack Nicholson has
a
distinct voice.
I love Jack Nicholson.
You know, there are certain voices you could just, as soon as you hear the voice. You want to know something?
What?
There are certain people who will leave a message on my machine and say, hey, Artie, this is me. Just give me a call. I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is me? I don't know. I'm sorry. Your voice is not that distinctly recognizable where I don't know who the hell you are.
Well, you know my voice.
Yeah, I know your voice. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm the kind of voice that you can't get out of your head.
You can't get out of my head. Yeah. And then there are certain people, like I have this friend, Jennifer, who calls me up, you know, once a week, once every other week. And, hey, Artie, how you doing? I mean, it's just this high pitch. Like, you know, you could spot this person like in the middle of a crowd in China. It's like, but their voice, you know? You know, and it's interesting because with penguins, they say, seriously, with penguins, how they distinguish with one another is by the sound of their squawking. Because there's like thousands and thousands of penguins. And so when the females come from hunting and they go to be with their husbands or the fathers of their babies, like there's thousands, it's like, how do you determine? They all look alike. They all look like penguins. They all have the same uniform, right? And they all say, but they said, but in the I don't want to say testimonial, but what do you call that?
Squagamonial?
No, yeah. No, but when they were
my
doing a movie, get out of here. I don't like her no more. No, I do. I love her. No, but when they were doing a biography on penguins, they said that because each penguin has a distinctive
quack
or sound, and that's how they actually find their mates. It's not by like, oh, they're like, oh, no.
That would be crazy. Everybody looks alike.
Yeah, they all look alike.
Everybody's wearing the same uniform.
And they literally go by the sound of their squawks or whatnot. And I thought that was really interesting.
That is very interesting, and thank you for sharing that with us. Now, would you please leave? I think that was hysterical.
You know, I think it's interesting how God created China and Japan, you know, and they all look like every single person in China looks like they could come from the same womb, like they came from the same mother.
Yeah.
Like every single China, and there's a billion people, there's over a billion people.
Right.
And they all, you know, they all, I mean,
well,
yes.
They all have the same, they have the same
general features.
Right.
All of them.
Yeah.
You know, they all have straight, dark hair. Can you imagine trying to do a lineup?
No.
Like if somebody stole something in China, what did he look like? Tell you the truth, he looked like you, Captain. He looked a lot like you. Straight, dark hair, brown eyes. It's like, how do you determine?
Round face,
a little yellowish, you know?
Why do
a little olive skin color, you know? How do you like get somebody in a
That's
lineup?
That's true.
In China, how do you describe? They all look alike. Seriously.
I know.
Straight, black, dark hair. It's not like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, all right. So nowadays you have some people being a little more abstract. abstract in the sense of, all right, so they dyed their hair blonde or red or whatever.
But that was really funny with penguins. All of a sudden you said this girl's name and then you came out with penguins. And I happen to love penguins, guys. I think they are the most precious animal. But then again, I was watching a movie the other night, God's Honest Truth, and I think it's called Old Dogs. It's when Robin Williams and what's his name? John Travolta.
And they were with a bunch of penguins. Go ahead.
They were selling some kind of a thing. They were sports salesmen.
Okay.
And they had to break into. Robin Williams finds out he's father of two, and he's trying to get accustomed to these two children. So they go up to the zoo. They're taking them to the zoo. They have to find where he's at the sign. They have to find them in this zoo, and the zoo is almost closed. So they sneak around to try to get in. So they get into the gorilla cage. So now they're getting into the gorilla cage, and one of the guys has to distract the gorilla and so that the other two can get out. So John Travolta jumps into the penguins, and he goes, oh, my God, I love penguins. And as he jumps into the pond, they start pecking at him and attaching to him. Like he was, like, full of penguins attaching to his face, his legs, his chest.
That's too funny.
It was hysterical. I was dying.
And with that, we got to wrap up to go to a commercial break. So, all right, everybody, we have a few more minutes of some fun. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
630 WPLQ. What you're doing with a clown like me is surely one life's little
everybody to another segment of Angels and Answers. In fact, we've almost finished with our show, and I cannot really believe that.
Time always flies by when you're having
flies,
fun.
Especially when you're with the penguins.
That's right.
Well, listen, everybody, I want to just give you the number to the studio if you want to get a quick
Yeah, there'd be one person.
One person. That's it. A quick reading.
A quick reading.
What is it, Artie?
800-930-2819. Now, say your phone number. Okay. So if somebody wants a personal reading from Sky Siegel.
If someone wants a personal reading with Sky Siegel, you can call 908-500-1474. And if you would like a personal reading with Artie Hoffman, you can get it at 877-ANGEL-02. Such a great number.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out, everybody. Check it out. So, like I said, so the sinew of this, last segment is, not living in your past. Don't allow, the past, people
to
also.
Rule you. Dominate
yeah, to
you.
Rule you and to take care. And also people worry about the future, too. They do. They worry about the future, like, oh, what's going to happen?
Yes.
And a lot of people get themselves into trouble by jumping into hypothetical situations that hasn't happened yet. People assume the worst. What if this and what if that?
Right.
And you get yourself into trouble and you're ruining the now. And so the best thing to help get yourself together is to organize your life. Literally, if you were to take every aspect of your life and to compartmentalize each part of your life, whether it be your life with your children, your life with your work, your life with your partner in life, your life with your family, your life with your friends, if you were literally to be able to break it down piece by piece, all right. And then just do something. So if this is what I just said to somebody, I was doing a reading for somebody today and I was discussing this exact moment, what I'm talking to you about. And I said, if you were to break down each part of your life, like I just discussed to you right now, all you beautiful people out there listening. And I said, so if you were to take one part of your life, rather than looking at everything all in one shot, take one part of your life. And if you look at it from a 1 to 10, what level would you give you and your life with your children? So suppose it's a 5. So I said to the person, I said, well, what can you do to bring it from a 5 to a 6 or a 5 to a 7? Not that you're looking to jump to a 10, but just to improve it just by a little. And she says, well, I would probably want to spend more conscientious quality time with them and be with them and play with them or read books to them. That's what I would, that's how I can bring it up to a 7. But the thing is, I brought it to a conscious level rather than just letting them do their games or do their own thing, but to really make an effort.
Yeah.
And so then I said to her, I said, all right, so what about you and your husband? How can you bring it from, I said, where was that at? And she said, it's a 2. I said, all right, well, what can we do to bring it to maybe a 3 or 4 or maybe even a 5? What can we do to improve that? So I went piece by piece with her and her job and her husband and her kids and stuff and piece by piece. And I said, what little thing can you do just to improve matters? Forget about getting to a 10, but just to improve matters. Then when you improve matters to that level, all right, stay a little comfortable for that for maybe a week or two or a month or whatever and say, all right, now what else can I do to even step up the game? So, and we only got 3 minutes left of this beautiful programming. So I was asking, so they were coming up with their own answers as far as what they can do. But it was exciting because they came up with their own answers. And when you break it down, it's really your life becomes simpler. Or who can you get?
Or you bring it to your conscious mind, as you said.
Right. And who can you get to help you out?
Yeah. Even if you bring it to your conscious level and you help yourself out, you know what I mean? As long as you're in that conscious state, you want to, it's on the front of your mind. It's in the front of your mind. But, a lot of the things we said today, guys, don't take it for granted that, we practice what we preach either. It's hard for us to. I mean, in the best of situations, what we're giving you for advice is, of course, what we feel from our heart. And it's very hard to actually bring that to fruition, even for us. We don't have any magical powers or any kind of, we don't possess any kind of magical thing over you. We're just like you. We're just people just like you. And of course, we, as the angels speak to us and as our spirit guides speak to us, they do give us the ability to understand a little bit more. And that's why we bring it to your attention. But it doesn't mean that, we can do it for ourselves either without a lot of practice and a lot of discipline and help from others.
Yeah, we walk our talk. All right, everybody, we got to wrap up the show. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity.
And peace.
For you and your family. And thank you so much for joining us this week. And until next week, everybody.
Have fun. God bless.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.